Absolutely, this is a positive step, because when you look at the origins of her case, this case began when I applied for a residence card for my US husband, Jake. And with that application, the Home Office refused it on the grounds that I was considered automatically British, having been born in Northern Ireland. We then appealed and contended that under the Good Friday Agreement, I have the right to be accepted as Irish. I only hold an Irish passport and identify as an Irish citizen. And it's been a long battle over the past 4 years, but these changes now remedy that that issue, in that Irish citizens, British citizens, and both will now be able to apply for residence for their spouses.
How do you feel about this move? You must feel a sense of relief.
We are relieved, but more than anything, it's quite emotional, because we know ourselves a lot of families that are still caught up in this gap in legislation. Families that have been separated for the guts of even 18 months that haven't been able to see each other. And we know that these changes are going to allow these families to be together. So whilst it's been very difficult to do this challenge over the past 4 to 5 years, seeing the relief that it's going to bring to other families makes it feel very much worth it. And now that we have the Home Office at long last bringing the immigration rules in line with the 1998 Good Friday Agreement, we feel like we're making good progress.
And when can we see them being officially implemented, or are they already?
They won't be implemented until August 24th, and that is the downside to this, is that there is a short window. It's going to be from August 24th, and it will only go until June 2021, which is the end of the transition period for the EU settlement scheme, and that's how people are going to be able to bring in their family members. Now, it is a positive in that not all the people of Northern Ireland will be able to access more generous family reunification rights. But that ends for all European citizens in the United Kingdom in June 2021, and we will now be included in that. We will be on par with all other EU citizens in the UK. And what these changes don't do is they don't address the wider concerns we have around GFA compliance and around the citizenship and nationality laws in the United Kingdom. So there still remains work to be done in ensuring that our right to be accepted as Irish or British or both is fully reflected across all paper policy and practice in the UK. But in terms of family reunification, this is a big one.
And you yourself, Emma, have always been quite humble throughout this process, but it is safe to say that we wouldn't be here at this point without you and Jake, you know, challenging over the last few years.
Yeah, we've been quite overwhelmed by the kind words and support from a lot of people, and we didn't intend to have a case that was going to become in the public and that was going to change the immigration rules. But that is, I guess, what has happened. And we're very proud of that, even though it's not something we set out to do. We do like to also credit many other people that have helped us, and the support that we've received from the Irish government and from parties such as the SDLP, Sinn Féin Alliance. And I was recently in the US, where I received a lot of support from members of Congress. So whilst we did start the whole process, I think it has taken the support of a lot of people to encourage us to see it through to the end.